If children then being what? Heirs of God. And I'm an heir of God. Say that out of, let yourself hear yourself say that. I'm an heir of God. And I'm a joint heir with Christ. Now watch what the next part says. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may be what? Also, we may be what? Also glorified together. Well, let me ask you. When Jesus took our place on the cross and died, he identified with our suffering, didn't he? When God raised him from the dead, what happened? We were raised up with him because he put off from himself our sins. He was not a sinner. It was our sins he put off. Here's the whole thing. He wants you to understand that you have been joined to the Lord. You're one with Jesus. We're the body of Christ. And whatever Jesus has is mine. And he took a seat, he said, and this is where we get ready to close. He took a seat at the right hand of the Father. And we have scripture after scripture after scripture to prove all this. God raised him up. God raised him from the dead. And then Ephesians 2:6 said, and has raised us up together. Didn't he say it? Has raised us what? Raised us up together. Made us do what? Sit together where? And we have this song, and as beautiful as it is, but it's misleading the saints. At the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I'm happy all the day. At the cross, and what happened? I need to leave the cross and go to the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I need to leave, go on with the baptism of the Holy Spirit and take a seat at the right hand of the Father, because that's where Jesus is sitting. He's not at the cross. He's not there anymore. That was a defeat at the cross. But victory was raised. Jesus had victory when he was raised from the dead. Do you see the difference now? But people hang around the cross, and that was a defeat took place at the cross. But Jesus was raised from the dead, and he was seated at the right hand of the Father, and raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That's where you are. And this is what he wants you to see. Show you things to come. Take what's mine and show it unto you. All things that the Father has are mine. Go back to John 16:15. John Gospel 16. All things that the Father has are mine. How many things?
All.
Therefore sayest I, that he shall take a mind and do what? And show it unto you. And this is what he wants us to do. You don't have a thing to be afraid of. But when you're trying to protect your own self and your own physical strength and your own little limited knowledge, all you're doing is just wasting your time. Setting yourself up to get full of fear, doubt, and unbelief. And you need to get full of this word, get revelation of this word, and walk in it, and walk through all this stuff, and it'll blow past you like dust. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many can go out there where a house is burned down and gather up the ashes and build another house? See, when the power of God, the anointing of God destroys the works of the devil just like ashes. He can't do anything with that. And nobody ever gathered up ashes and built a house. Y'all getting the revelation of this? He will show you things to come. when Satan dots are put out, he can't gather it up and shoot it again. It's worthless. He has to come up with another one, and sooner or later he's going to run out. Shooting at you. Because it'd be all that he's shooting at you is getting burned up. So he has to look for somebody else because he can't, because everyone he's shooting is being destroyed. Are you hearing me?